Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 2, 1805. The Iron Boat. The Corps is making good progress today. The Iron Boat, which Captain Lewis sometimes calls his leather boat, and which he mentions today in his journal entry, is a collapsible iron-framed canoe which is to be covered with animal hides. This frame is heavy and takes up considerable space, but is important to Lewis, as he invented it, and is anxious to give it a try. Captain Lewis writes,
"The wind blew violently last night and was attended by a slight shower of rain. The morning was fair, and we set out at an early hour, employed the cord as usual the greater part of the day. The current was strong, though regular, and the banks afforded us good towing. The wind was hard and against us, yet we proceeded with infinitely more ease than the two preceding days. The river bluffs still continue to get lower, and the plains leveler and more extensive. The timber on the river increases in quantity, and the country, in all other respects, much as described yesterday. I think we are now completely above the Black Hills, game becoming more abundant this morning. I thought it best now to lose no more time, or suffer an opportunity to escape in providing the necessary quantity of elk skins to cover my leather boat, which I now expect I shall be obliged to use shortly. Accordingly, I walked on shore most of the day, with some of the hunters for that purpose, and killed 6 elk, 2 buffalo, 2 mule deer, and a bear. These animals were all in good order. We therefore took as much of the meat as our canoes and pirogues could conveniently carry. The bear was very near catching Druya. It also pursued Charbonneau, who fired his gun in the air as he ran, but fortunately eluded the vigilance of the bear by secreting himself very securely in the bushes until Druya finally killed it by a shot in the head. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 2, 1805.
Lewis was never very complimentary about Charbonneau, and this entry was a bit sarcastic. It would actually have been humorous if the situation hadn't been so serious. It was late before the Corps camped at the entrance of a very considerable river. Lewis wrote,
"It being too late to examine these rivers minutely tonight, we determined to remain here until morning, and as the evening was favorable, to make some observations."
Tomorrow, the Missouri or the Marias?
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.